Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's call. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. You've joined the 2014 Customer Call Series. Today's topic is CICS Plex System Manager, Getting Started. I'll now turn the conference over to Mr. Steve Folks, Certified IT Specialist and CICS Technical Specialist. You may begin.
Okay. Thank you, Millicent. Good day, everybody. So what we're going to cover today is just getting started with Kix Plex System Manager. Now, this is going to be just kind of a very basic setting up the single system image. I know with a number of customers moving and starting using the Explorer, the Kix Explorer, it's very important to have a single system image so that you can connect the Kix Explorer to the web user interface as opposed to individual regions. So we'll just kind of talk about that and kind of how easy it is to really to get a single system image going. So I'm going to just kind of skip over slide 3. Managing your Kix environment, just give you a little overview with CPSM. You may have a number of regions spread across different MVS system, different LPARs, and how do you manage those regions? How do you see those regions as a single system image? And that's what we want to try to get to. So basically, what we're going to do is set up a web user interface and see how we would set up a CMAS, the Kix Plex System Manager region, to manage your region. So we will show how we would set up a Kix Plex to manage the Kix regions. Now, we're spread in this example across LPARs, but we're not going to be concerned with, we're not going to concern ourselves with routing or anything of that nature. We just want to be able to see these regions as a single view. So we will show you how we will build a Kix Plex for the web user interface, a WUI Plex, and then we will put the Kix regions in a separate Kix Plex. So that's what we're going to look at. So eventually, your architecture will look similar to this. And this is just kind of a sample that you might have where you will have a CMAS and a web user interface running on an LPAR, and you will connect to your Kix regions and from the either from the Kix Plex SM WUI or from the Kix Explorer, you can see all of your regions across your enterprise in a single system image. And this is just going into a little detail on the CMAS and how it is able to see the regions. One, we have the data repository. Each CMAS will have its own data repository, which is a DSAM data set. Kind of think of it as similar to the CSV. You can also store resources in the data repository, your RDO resources, your Kix artifacts. But that is the basis for the single system image. The Kix system automatically register at initialization. So once you define your regions to CPSM as you start and stop your regions, they will automatically register. Kix also can use this to keep CPSM will keep track of system changes and the resources as well. Now, there are 5 stages to Kix Plex implementation, and we'd like to think of the 5 stages. The first being the single system image, which is what we're going to look at today to allow you to effectively manage all of your Kix systems. Now, after you've got that set up, eventually, hopefully, you'll take it a little further and get into Kix Plex workload management so that you can route work to regions, and that will be the basis for your high availability environment. So maybe you have an application that you want to be to be available 24/7. Well, that might be your next step. The third step, maybe you're going to get into BAS, Business Application Services, where instead of managing your Kix resources and RDO entries in the CSD, you will allow CPSM to manage those resources. And that gives you some advantages as well. The fourth stage, rather, is real-time analysis, where you allow CPSM to manage, to monitor your resources and even manage those resources. Maybe I have a vSAM file that if that the file should not be closed at a certain time of day. And if that happens, I can have CPSM monitor that and then even open the file for me. And then the fifth stage is high availability, 24/7 availability, maybe for an application or several applications so that I can spread my work across various target regions, and then I don't have to worry if one of the regions goes down, then you know, CPSM will continue to route the work to other available regions. So we call that the five stages of KixFlex SM implementation. But what we're going to look at today, briefly, is setting up a single system image. So what we're going to do, basically, is create two new Kix regions. So when we think about a CMAS and a web user interface, we call it the WUI, those are just Kix, special Kix regions that's running CPSM code. So we're going to, if you can, the idea is you build two new regions with basically nothing in them, and then you can turn one into a CMAS and one into a web user interface. The full instructions are in the IBM Knowledge Center or the Info Center, whichever one you're using, and there's a URL there for that. So we have our two regions built, just basic regions with basically nothing in the step lab except the needed, the data sets needed to bring the region up, and so just a very basic region is what we've built. And so the time it takes to do that and then the additional time it takes to turn that into a CMAS and a WUI is really all the time you need to get a single system image. So we're going to turn one of our regions into a CMAS. So basically, we can look at the EYU CMSDS, for an example, on how to build the data repository, because we're going to have to create a data repository. You'll need, each CMAS will need its own data repository. So there's the JCL to build that. We're going to modify the Kix JCL to create a CMAS, okay? So an example of the Kix JCL is in this member. And we can just basically, first thing, we would change the name from DFHSIP to EYU9XECS, so that's the program we're going to execute. We want to make sure we have SEYU off and S in the step lab. Now, if you had version 5 of Kix, you probably already have that in the step lab, but we want to ensure that we have that in the step lab. We want SEYU load in the RPL, and those will go ahead of DFH SDFH off and SDFH load. We will add the EYU DREP DD statement from the job we created here to the JCL. We'll also add an EYU PARM DD statement to the JCL, and an example of that is the EYU CMS0P, and that's a sample of our EYU PARM data set. And right now we'll only need the name of CMAS for now in there. Now, we will update the SIT. We have some SIT overrides. There's an example, sample SIT overrides are in this member. But no, these are the things we're interested in. We want to have that. We want to change CPSM con to CMAS. That's telling it that it is a CMAS region. Make sure that your max task and EDSA limits are set properly. So those are the parameters you want to pay attention to. Now, creating the data repository, the JCL that we want to create, they're just basically a vSAM data set that we're creating, and this is just a copy of the sample JCL out of DFHInst, and basically we will just give it a unique name so that we'll have one for each CMAS. So we just call this, for example, CMAS on LPAR 1. Now, important thing is we want to initialize the EYU DREP. So we're going to give it the CMAS name. There's some daylight savings times and settings for time zone or offset from GMT. and we're recognizing daylight savings time. The SysID of that Kix region we built, the CMAS as well. Now, the other PARMs that's important, initially for our first regions that we're building on the first LPAR, for our first KIXplex, for instance, we're going to give it some PARMs. In this case, we're going to create a WUIplex. So we're going to put the web user interface in a separate KIXplex. And there's some advantages to that, and the Info Center goes into some details on that. So saying yes means we're going to create that WUIplex, and we're going to call it WUIplex 1. The name is the WUI LPAR 1. That is the name of that KIX region we built. And this is the Apple ID and the SysID of those regions. And that's it. So we will do that, and that will initialize our data repository. And there are some rules around the data repository once you create it. So make sure you read about that in the Info Center. Once you create it, you don't want to reinitialize it. You want that information to stay there. Now, so that's that. So now we have another region. We want to turn the other region into the web user interface, into the WUI server. So we have to create an EYU WREP. That is just another VSAM data set. And here's a sample for that. That's where the WUI will store views and things like that in that data set. You can share this, but typically you want to have one per WUI. If you want to use RLS to share it, you could, but typically you would just create one per web user interface. So we're going to do that, and that's the WUI on LPAR 1 is where we're creating that. Now, continuing to turn that region to a WUI, there's some sample JCL. In the install lab called EYU WUI IP. That will be some JCL you modify. You can look at that as a sample, as a starting point when you're building that single region if you like. But we're going to add SEYU auth and SEYU load to the RPL and to the step lab, so just like we did before. The EYU WREP, data set that we created in step one, we're going to add that, and we're also going to add an EYU PARM DD statement, and there's a sample JCL for that, so you can look and pull that sample out of DFHinst and modify it for your environment. But basically, we're going to give a name, and that will be the WUI LPAR 1. That's the name of that KIX region we built. The KIXplex, the WUIplex, remember we created that when we initialized the data repository. We call it WUIplex 1, so we're going to add that region to that. And then the CMAS SysID, the first region we built, its SysID was LPAR 1, so we're going to tell the WUI that is the CMAS. So basically we're saying the name of the WUI, the KIXplex that it is a part of, and the SysID of the CMAS on that LPAR that's managing the KIXplex, and we're going to give it that information. So when that region starts, it knows which CMAS is going to be associated with. Now, there's an EYU WUI IN. That's, as an example of that, is also given to you in the SDFHinst, and that's a sample EYU WUI parameters. So the very important parameters here that we're going to read in. The host name, that is our LPAR that we're running on, whatever the host name of your LPAR is. Now, we have two ports. In the past, we've had the one port, the TCP/IP port. We've added a new port, CMCI port, so you will now have two TCP/IP ports for your web user interface. One is the port that if you just want, let's say if you're connecting with the Explorer and you want read-only, if you connect to the TCP/IP port, you would just have read-only access. The CMCI port gives you full access update to the to KIX resources if you're above version 3.2 of KIX. Now, the default CMAS that we're connecting to. We're going to connect to that CMAS we built on LPAR 1, CMAS LPAR 1. That's the name of the first region that we built. The default contacts, we're going to connect this to the WUIplex because it is the WUI, and we built a separate KixPlex for the web user interface, so it connects to that. We leave that as the scope as well. And then the imports, these are typically, you can just put in the name of the SEYU view and the EYU EAA splat that says English. That's the ones we're using. And that will be set for you already. You can just pull that in. Only change it if you need to. Now, the SIT. There's an example SIT overrides in the install lab that we can use. But just pay attention to this. We want the CPSM connection to be WUI, just like for the CMAS, we had a CMAS. The NIT PARM, we're using English, so you would have to change that if you're using a different language. And if you use, some customers ask, do I need more than one WUI? Another reason to have a different WUI, if you have a different language, you're supporting two languages, you'll have to have a WUI for each language. Also, for high availability, if you want to have a WUI on each LPAR, you can think about that as well. But again, that may be going further than the scope of our quick get it started guide. And then TCP/IP, yes, because we're going to come in through a TCP/IP port. Now, the MASs, the managed application systems, your KIX regions on the LPAR, you have to tell them that they are now going to be managed by CPSM. So we want to modify the JCL for your existing KIX regions. Make sure that you have SEYU auth in the step lot, SEYU load in the RPL, in the DFH or RPL. And then we're going to make some, we're going to add an EYU PARMDD statement, and the sample for that is EYU LM for local MAS, and these are the parameters that you will start with. The name, whatever the name of that KIX region is, CICSAR1, the KIXPlex that you want to connect to, which will be, in this case, we're going to create a new KIXPlex. We're going to call it KIXPlex 1. You may have maybe a ProdPlex, TestPlex, or whatever. And the CMAS SysID, remember that was that first region, and it was LPR1. Now, we have not built this KIXPlex yet, but we will. But we're just setting the KIX region up to know which one it's going to connect to. Now, and then the SIT. The SIT overrides, there's some examples of that. But basically, you'll just need to say to change CPSMCon equals LMAS. So remember, CPSMCon was CMAS, WUI, LMAS. Now, we need to connect to the WUI, the web user interface. So we've restarted that. And we've brought up the CMAS. We haven't cycled our regions yet. We just changed the JCL. So we need to connect to the WUI. So we'll use the CMCI port to do that. And remember that port was 18001. And so when we go into the Explorer, and I think we've gone through this, but you basically go into manage your connections. And you will say you want to add a connection, and you will give it the any name that you want, something that makes sense to you. And we'll give it the host name of our MVS LPAR and that port that we want to connect to. Now, we want to define a KIXPlex. Remember that KIXPlex was said we would use. So in this case, we give it the KIXPlex name, the one that we're going to connect to. This should match the one that's in our job. I know this one doesn't match, but it should match that. So we give it the name of the CMAS and the KIXPlex, and we can have a description if we want. And that will build the KIXPlex. Will open in the editor, and you can change values as needed. Now, typically, the default values may work for you, at least for getting started. And so on this one, I just kept all the default values, as you can see. And as later on, if you need to change any of those, you can. But the default values work just fine initially. Now, we need to add the KIX regions to the KIXPlex. So we'll right-click, and we'll say new to add a KIX system to the KIXPlex, and we would just give it the Kixplex name. We would give it the AOR, the name of the AOR that we're adding, put a nice description in, the Apple ID, and the SysID. And that's it. We can open it in the editor if we want to change some values as needed. Typically, just starting off, you're probably fine with the defaults as you go on, especially for the single system image. But you can add things like port, like a port. If you're going to use, if you're going to use Syslinks as part of BAS, you can give it a port and a host, and use those later. But for now, you'll be fine with the defaults. Now, so that's one region added. Now you have several other regions to add. You would just right-click, and you could do a new from. And when you do that, it brings up it's sort of like a define as. And then all I need to do now is change the name and the Apple ID as I add my other regions. Now, if I have a lot of regions to add, there's a batch utility that you can use. But I find this quite easy because I can just do a new from and change the name, change the Apple ID, the SysID, hit Enter, and I'm done. I've defined. So I go through, I define all my regions that way, and then I can start those regions, and when I start them, they will connect to CPSM, and now I can see those regions in a single system image. So I wanted to say a word about security. The CPSM OBGA class is you want to make sure that class is active. Now, this is, again, in the Knowledge Center, you'll see this documented and these samples, so you can activate that class. In this case, it's just showing an example of where I define the class. I give it a UAC of none, and then I can permit various users by group IDs, update, read, based on their roles. So the topology, for example, will allow me to define resources, regions, and to the Kixplex and things of that nature. And then the operate class, for example, will allow me to see certain things that I want to see or modify resources. So again, look at that. You'll have to maybe at least a minimum add at least this. This would be the minimum that you would need for a single system image. So that's kind of, I also wanted to mention, I've been noticing out on DeveloperWorks, Chris Hodgins and Hersley, one of the CPSM developers, added a couple of blog entries, actually three. So I put in a link to those blog entries on called Kixplexed and Confused, which I thought was a nice title. So you might want to read those. I thought they're very good and very helpful in setting up CPSM. So I wanted to let you know about that in case you have not seen them. So anyway, that is kind of all I wanted. We wanted to try to keep this down to 30 minutes or so since it's a lunch and learn. But I wanted to give you an intro, a quick way of getting started with CPSM so that you know that it's not that difficult, at least getting to the single system image, and that's very important if you're going to use the Kix Explorer, which I'm hoping that everybody is beginning to start using, and having that view of all of your regions can be very beneficial. So at this time, we can open up for questions. So, Millicent, if you want to see if we have any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Folks. At this time, participants may ask a question by dialing *1 on their touch-tone phones. Please ensure that your line is not muted, as to record your first and last name clearly when prompted so that I may introduce your question. If for any reason you need to withdraw your question, you may dial *2. Once again, that is *1 to ask a question, *2 to withdraw a question. One moment, please, for our first question to arrive.
And, Steve, while we're waiting, we did have a question that came in over the chat, and it is, how do we activate SSL on the CMCI port?
Okay, right. So if you want SSL active, you're going to come in over a TCP/IP port, and in KIX there's a TCP/IP service definition. You can change that TCP/IP service definition as needed for SSL. And also, there's when you and then once you do that, when you connect from the Explorer, there's a checkbox to say you're going to use SSL. I don't know if I saw that on the screen. Let me go back.
Yeah, it's towards the bottom. Millicent, do we have any questions in the queue?
No, Ms. Salvi, there have not been any questions to queue up.
Yeah, well, I kind of covered it up with the arrow, but there it is.
Actually, excuse me if I may, we've just had one question to arrive.
Very good.
One moment while I retrieve the name. Our first question is from Cindy Seibel. Your line is open.
Yes, I was wondering if there was a limit to number of regions per CMAS and number of CMASs per LPAR.
Okay, typically you will only, well, first of all, no, there's no limit, so that's that. But typically you will only need one CMAS per LPAR. Now, there are reasons that you might have more than one CMAS for LPAR, especially if you have a maintenance point LPAR. There's good advantages, especially if you have more of a complex environment, to have a separate maintenance point CMAS on one LPAR, and so on that LPAR you might have two CMASs. But there's typically you really only need one CMAS per LPAR, and you can connect. There's no limit on the number of regions.
And if you wanted to have multiple CMASs, is there a limit to how many you can have on an LPAR?
I have not seen a limit, so I don't think there is. But I can't imagine that you would need more than, I'll say, two CMASs.
Usually when you're converting regions to a new release, you do them in set of regions, and if you have a million different clients, I can only do it by client, so I'd have to either have another CMAS. I guess I could just have another CMAS with the up release and move it over, but.
Right. Well, typically when you're upgrading, so when you're upgrading, you have to have the CMAS and the WUI and the agent code in the region typically at the highest level. So let's say if I was upgrading to version 5.1 of KIX from version 4.2, then I would just have to have my CMAS and my WUI at version 5.1, and then and the agent code in my region, the KIXplex code in my region at 5.1, and then I'm okay. I don't have to upgrade KIX right away.
So you can do that above, and everything works fine?
Yes. Yeah, so CPSM, as long as CPSM and the WUI is at the highest level, and you upgrade the CPSM code, which basically just means I'm going to put the new versions of SEYU load and auth in my regions and cycle them, then I can still manage any supported release of KIX from that CPSM. As long as CPSM is at the highest level, it can manage all the lower levels of KIX.
And what if you skip releases? Do you have to pay attention to each release? Because, like, what if you go from 4.1 to 5.1?
Oh, no, you're okay. That's
okay.
Not really a concern.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. As long as the WUI and the CMAS and the agent code match levels, you're fine.
Okay, thank you.
And I think I saw someone asked, can you have different releases of KIX in the same sysplex? I think that kind of addressed the same thing. Yes, you can.
Millicent, do we have any other questions on the line?
Yes, we do. We received a question from Gary Andrews. Your line is open.
Eve, Millicent, you were doing a lot of your work from your Explorer slides. You were referencing the SM administration plugin. I guess for the benefit of those on the call, that is a no-charge plugin comes with the base Explorer, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. And then I should have taken down the number of the slide, but you referenced, and it may be on this one right now, where you said, I want to define my CPSM environment. And you were doing something within the SM administration, and I completely missed it.
Probably this one.
That's it. Yes. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. So all we're doing here is just you did the work in JCL, and now you're having to define it this way because, and that's where I'm missing that point.
Okay, so on this, I'm just defining the kickplex. So when I ran the JCL, I have two kickplexes. One where I'm going to put my WUIs. So in this case, I decided to put the WUIs and the KIX regions in different KIX plexes. And there's some advantages to that. The InfoSend addresses those. But basically, stats and just easier for managing, not mixing them. So when I ran the JCL, I only created the WUI plex and put the WUI in that plex. But I wanted to create a separate KIX plex to put my KIX regions. And this is what this is doing, just creating a plex called Demo plex that I'm going to put my KIX regions in.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And again, that's the SM administration tab of the Explorer is where you would go to do all your KIXplex SM definitions. And also, I point, you can also do this in the web user interface as well, via the browser interface.
Millicent, do we have one final question, or have
we do have another question from Kathy Bell? Your line is now open.
Thank you. IBM's direction, we do have KIXplex in our environment, and we use the WUI a lot, and we're also using Explorer. But IBM has stated a direction that they're no longer going to support the WUI. Is that correct, or how is that? Because you've done a good demonstration of how to build that and so forth, but what is the direction on that?
Well, I don't know if the WUI will go away. I mean, it hasn't been announced exactly what will happen. What we've seen is that throughout version 5, both interfaces will be supported, the interface. Now, I have not seen that the WUI is going away, and I don't know the answer to that question, but I have not seen anything that the WUI is going away.
Okay. Thank you.
What I've seen is that the interface for coming in through the browser is stabilized. So even if the browser interface goes away, I'm not saying that it is, it hasn't said, no one has said that the WUI itself is going away.
Okay, thank you.
Millicent, I know we're over time, but I would hate to leave any questions unanswered. Do you have any other questions in the queue?
Yes, ma'am. There is a question from Bob Alberico. Your line is now open.
Oh, hello. I was just wondering, the workload manager part of CPSM, is there a quick explanation as to how region routing is determined for transactions?
If you're routing transactions and you've defined them to be dynamic,
separate workloads to different AORs.
Well, so the first thing is the AOR part of the system group. It's part of the scope,
yes.
Assuming that it is. So once it chooses an AOR. The next thing it looks at is, the link. Like it'll try to route to one on the same LPAR before going over to another LPAR, things like that. There's also things you can put in, it looks at you can have a bin health set if you want to set that. You can also, it looks at things like the load of the region, the health of the region and things like that, and the link. So those are some of the things that it looks at.
Okay.
To choose an AOR.
Okay. It seems like it's somewhat skewed. It always seems to go to the same. There's significant more work, maybe 2-3 times as many transactions going to two regions out of an available 10 on each LPAR. We're trying to determine if that's just how it works or if there's something else. And
right,
all of the options in the like within the CPSM, there's a WUI. There's something called like routing attributes or that little routing section. I forget exactly what it's called. All of those seem to be pretty much the same. There's no abends. There's no all things seem to be equal within each of the AORs, but this.
Right. So if everything's equal in the AORs, then it just chooses the one that can do the work better. It doesn't try to route the same number to the regions. It just routes it to the best region. And if it in one region gets 5 times more than the other, as long as it's finishing in time, that's fine. Now, if you want to balance it out, there are some PARMs that you can balance things out.
Oh, okay.
But if you have no need, then you just let it do it.
Is that optimization thing often?
No, there's a new PARM, link neutral PARMs that you can use to say don't use the link as a weight to choose a region. Then it will be more balanced across the regions. But unless you have a reason to do that, I wouldn't worry about it.
Not a technical reason, a little bit of a political reason, but not a technical
reason. Yeah. Well, you can use those new PARMs. I think it's the link neutral. I'll have to look up the exact PARM. It's the link neutral PARM.
Okay, but if I just do a search on link neutral, I'll find them.
Yeah, in the info center.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I think it's LNQ and LN goal. LNQ and LN Gold.
Are those CPSM PARMs or are those workload manager PARMs?
CPSM, well, workload management / CPSM, I guess. But if you search on LN Gold, you'll find them.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Millicent, do we have any questions in the queue?
There's another question from Gary Andrews.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to hold for just a moment. We are very conscious that we have gone way over time, but the purpose of these calls is to provide you with information, but also to answer your questions. So for anybody that wants to stay with us, we'll go ahead, Steve, if you're okay, and finish up that one. And we've got two questions in the chat, but I did just want to very quickly thank Steve for a great presentation today, let you all know that for any of you that may be traveling to the Impact Conference that begins on Sunday, that Steve will be there. So by all means, please stop by our Z booth or our solution suites. And our May call topic will be announced shortly, and we'll be sure to let you all know the topic and the date. So with that, Millicent, let's go to your question in the queue, please.
It is from Mr. Gary Andrews. The line is now open.
It's not a question so much as a clarification to Kathy Bell's original question about whether the WUI is going away. And I just want to bring up that, as far as we know, the WUI is not going away, but its feature functions have been frozen. So there's no new capability going into the WUI. All the new capability will be directed towards the Explorer interface. That was it. Thank you.
And following that,
and I also saw in the. Okay. Did you have a question in the chat, Tillis?
Yes, we've got two actually. The first Is there any browser preference for the WUI? Some IBM tooling is now recommending we use something other than Internet Explorer.
I would have to look. I have not seen that. I use Internet Explorer all the time. I also use Firefox, so I kind of flip between them. So I'll have to get back with you on that, David. If I see anything, I'll let you know.
Great. And then you can see the question also from Victoria, Steve. Can you now do all the WUI work in the SM administration, or are some things still not supported in the Explorer?
I think there are still a couple of things not in the Explorer. Yeah. So you still, for certain things, you'll need the browser interface.
Great. Okay, one last check with Millicent. Any other questions?
No, ma'am. There are no questions in queue at this time.
Very good. Then at this time, again, thank you all so much for staying over with us, but I trust that you found the Q&A session of help. Again, thanks to Steve, and we'll look forward to having you join us next month. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
This now concludes today's conference. All lines may disconnect at this time.